Well, good morning, everybody, once again.
Good morning, Christ.
Today's sermon text is derived from a question presented in Deuteronomy 32:6. It reads, "Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people?" Another translation for this is this the way you repay the Lord, you foolish and unwise people? In this chapter, Moses teaches the Israelites by way of song, which was commanded by the Lord in the previous chapter. You see, music is a form of expression that communicates thoughts, ideas, feelings, stories, or messages. And teaching by way of song isn't the traditional method, but sometimes a story or a message is easier to remember by way of song. Jesus used parables to help one understand his message easier. Well, in this case, a song is used. Just think of how many stories that you know because of the songs that you sing. So teachings at times, one another times, were set to music, which became a part of Christian learning and worship. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." In the Bible, there are about 185 songs, and 150 of them alone are contained in the book of Psalms. Well, in this song, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, Moses describes events leading up to God's judgment of Israel. That when many evils and troubles come upon them, God will hide his face on that day. You see, God rejects a rebellious nation, and God intended to use this song as a witness against the children of Israel. Look within your hearts. Why do you provoke God with wickedness, with ingratitude? Repent. Stop this ungodly behavior and turn to God. So let us begin our reading in chapter 32, verses 1 through 6, and then we will jump around this chapter. "Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teachings drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth, and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. They have corrupted themselves. They are not his children because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus deal with the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is he not your father who bought you, who has made you and established you?" Verse 6 prompts one to consider one's ways. If one is conducting themselves in the ways that are not of God, the question is why? Why? Is this the type of gratitude that you give God for all that he has done for you? Is he not your father who bought you, who made you, who established you? So let's look within this song at some of the methods in which we can show gratitude towards God and apply them, and then we'll look at some of the methods in which we may show ingratitude towards God and do our best not to repeat them. Now bear in mind that even though this song is directed to the Israelites, it is also for you and I as well to apply in our lives. So let's consider how we can show gratitude towards God. Just as Moses is preaching through song inspired by God, God has placed a song to sing in all believers' hearts called the gospel. We can demonstrate gratitude by serving Him, doing our small part, planting seeds, partaking in God's great commission. We are all to teach and admonish one another. You see, while the world wants to exclude God, while the world wants to take God out of everything, a believer must not allow the world to forget about God and place Jesus in their thoughts. And sharing the gospel is a great first step. Believer, your life is a testimony to God. Verse 2 says, "Let my teachings drop as rain." Well, let your gratitude towards God fall like rain on everyone. A great example of this is Tim Tebow. Everyone knows who he is. You know where his heart is because he demonstrates it on and off the field. When he won games, he would praise God. But more often, when he lost games, he would praise God just as well and lead the prayer, thanking God for that day. Believer, be the light that shines and points to God. For instance, when people ask you, "How are you?" and you reply with, okay. Reply with a, "I'm blessed." Because people are not prepared for that. It opens up the opportunity to place God in their thoughts. It opens up the opportunity to give God the credit or glory for whatever. And it also opens up the opportunity to share the gospel. I can remember the first time I heard that at work. An over-the-road truck driver said that to me. And it led us into a long conversation about God. And so I try to use that as well. And I would urge you guys to do that as well. Psalm 92, 1 and 2 says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night." Key word is every day, every night. Verses 32, 3 and 4, For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. Praise Jesus. He came down lovingly from heaven to help and serve sinners like you and I, to save us from the wrath to come, eternal hell. Jesus is the foundation, the cornerstone, and the rock of our Christian faith because of His perfect work. That perfect work mentioned in verse 4 is His redemptive work, which leads sinners to salvation. See, Jesus faced every temptation but did not give in to any. He remained holy. Jesus willingly did what He had to do to pay that our debt to God that we ourselves could never ever do. Jesus, our Savior, is that perfect sacrificial lamb, and He bore all our sins on the cross. His work doesn't end at the cross. If Jesus just died for our filthy sins, then we would have no hope of eternal life. But He rose just as He said He would 3 days later. He resurrected just as He said He would. His word, His promises, His resurrection, this gives believers the hope and the assurance that we too will one day rise from the dead. That our salvation is secure through Christ. So tell me, what gift is greater than eternal salvation. What? Nothing. Nothing. So let us develop that attitude of gratitude towards God every day, no matter what the day brings. Let us demonstrate and show gratitude towards God. Let it fall like rain on everyone. Mother Teresa once said, "In this life we cannot always do great things, but we can do small things with great love." Verse 32:4 also mentioned that God is not only a loving God, but a just God. "For all his ways are justice, a God of truth, and without injustice, righteous and upright is he." You see, if we only preach about one side of God, the loving side, like some pulpits do, we would be preaching a half-truth, which could lead to an attitude of ingratitude towards God. Believers do not have a license to sin. You see, blessings come from God, but so do consequences. And God had Moses write this song to serve as evidence, proof about Israel's future behavior towards God. The Israelites, they will abandon God and violate the covenant established between God and the nation of Israel on Mount Sinai. The people promised to obey God's word and observe all his commandments, but they failed, just like you and I. The song not only bears witness, but points one to consider eternity. Verse 29 states, "Consider their latter end." To trust in God that he will provide atonement for his land and his people. Deuteronomy 32 says, "As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up and carrying them on its wings." You see, too often, God's love is taken for granted. The condition of the old covenant was obedience, which proved a need for a savior. So let's observe some of the areas mentioned in this song in which the Israelites demonstrate a lack of disobedience and a lack of ingratitude towards God, and apply it to ourselves. Because even though Jesus established a new covenant by free grace, too often God's grace is abused without the obedience it was meant for. Believer, God's law is written not on stone, but in our hearts. So again, let's look at some of the areas in which we may show ingratitude. 32:15 reads, "But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are obese. And then he forsook God who made him, and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation." Jeshurun is a name used as a token of affection, meaning dear, upright people, which was given to the Israelites. They turned away from God due to their needs being met through worldly pleasures. In the case, the Israelites overindulged in the things that are of the flesh. They took God's physical and spiritual blessings for granted, forsaking God. Examine yourselves. In what ways do you take God's blessings for granted? 32:16, "They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger." The Israelites stirred up anger in God with hateful things to God, abominations. In Proverbs 6, verses 17 through 19, provides a specific examples of the abominations to God. So let me turn there. They are a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Deuteronomy 32:17 says, they sacrificed to demons, not to God, to gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals that your fathers did not fear, false gods, objects of worship, examples, the golden calf, statue of King Nebuchadnezzar, or even today, you know, people pray to statues of Mary, Buddha, or other shrines made up to mythical gods. You see, people become like the gods that they follow. Christian, you are to become like Christ. Conduct yourselves in a fashion that is holy because He is holy. 32:18, of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful, and you have forgotten the God who fathered you. Unbelief in God, the lost. And even today, nowadays, some believers also only want to believe in certain parts of the Bible instead of the whole Bible. You can't be unforgetful, unmindful of anything in this Bible. This Bible is a whole, and we need to treasure it as a whole and not in part. Deuteronomy 32:20, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see that their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom there is no faith. Again, that was the unbelief. I just went over that, sorry. 32:21, they have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. Foolish idols, as we have today. Treating sports figures, celebrities, like gods. This is another example of becoming like the gods we worship. Remember, there is nothing worth more than the original. And God blessed us all with unique talents, traits, gifts, and we should all use these things to glorify God and serve His will, thus serving others. This song describes Israel's rebellion towards God, but it's also a reflection of the whole world. Judgment is coming. Verses 36 through 39 say, for the Lord will judge His people and have compassion on His servants. When He sees that their power is gone and there is no one remaining, bond or free, He will say, where are their gods? The rock in which they sought refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise and help you and be your refuge. Now see that I am He, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. Now, if you are an unbeliever, I can only pray that you would receive Jesus in your hearts today. There is no better day than now to receive Jesus. We are living in an increasingly wicked world, but people are willing to do whatever they've got to do to take another's life. the example of Paris the other day. We are living in an unsafe world. But at least know that your salvation is secure through Christ, no matter whatever happens here on earth. If you are a believer and any of these verses of ingratitude towards God describe you, ask yourself, is this the way you repay God for what He did for you? We all make mistakes and we should try to avoid them. Try to avoid repeating them. Like lost sheep that have gone astray, it is time to return to the Lord. Submit fully to God with an attitude of gratitude, with an attitude of thanksgiving every day, and conduct ourselves like children of God that glorifies Jesus. Let us pray. Oh, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this a song that you have put in our hearts, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything that you do for us. Help us learn to show gratitude, not just on Sunday mornings, but every day of our lives. Help us to share our gratitude, praise Jesus, glorify Him every day. And Father, help us, guide us. Let us lean more on you and not ourselves with ways of ingratitude. Help us see you, see your purpose and only you. Help us live for you, Father, and only you. Thank you so much for all the blessings that you bestow upon our lives. Help us not take any of them for granted, Father, but appreciate everything, an attitude of thanksgiving and all that you do for us every day. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. Amen. I'll take this time to offer each other a sign of peace.